Now tonight's shiur is dedicated to the Shmos of Rav Mordechai and Rav Yerachmiel. Shalom Shalom Aliyah. This week we're laying two sedges, Parshas Tazria and Metzorah. And last week, Parshas Shmini, we spoke about some issues related to construction of a mikveh. So I was going through some yonim related to a mikveh, so I thought that this week we'd discuss another mikvahs related topic, and that is the question of tevila in a river, a river, a lake, or an ocean. At Parshas Metzorah, towards the end of the Sedra, describes various different types of tumah and a little bit about how one removes that tumah. So the pasuk says, the first source, Vayikra Parak Tezvav pasuk Tezayin, the ish ki seitzem en shechva zera barachatz b'mayim es kol b'sarov tomei ara aref. Someone who had a certain discharge in the body becomes tomei, and he should bathe and immerse himself, his entire body, in water, and he becomes tomei. So the Gemara in Erevin Davdalam of Beis, among other places, says as follows. The Gemara says that chatzitza, the concept of a chatzitza, of not having any interposing or interfering directly between the skin and the body of water, or if it's a keli, between the vessel and the body of water, that's called a chatzitza. So the Gemara seems to say chatzitza daraisu, the problem daraisu. See, it quotes our pasuk. The source of shot fix it up. The dar pasuk rachatz b'mayim is called b'saro. What does that mean? Shelo yei dover chotzes b'mayim b'saro b'mayim. Right, b'saro. So nothing should be chotzes. Good. That's not for us tonight. Another time maybe we'll talk about chatzitzas. B'mayim b'mayim b'mayim. Mikva kol b'saro means mayim shakol gufo olabahem. It's water which the entire body can go in. How much is that? One amah by three amahs, that's enough water for the average person to immerse his entire body at once. The shira chacham and may mikvah our boy himself. Mikvah has to have our boy himself. Fine. Rashi explains, right, what does may mikvah mean? Mechunasim, water is gathered in one place. We discussed that in the past. It doesn't have to be mayim chayim, it doesn't have to be living water, spring water. Kol b'sar, Rashi says, mashma kol b'sar kecha. That's Rashi Erevin Dalam Beis. So the word v'rachat is kol b'sar means all your body should go in at once. Okay. So that's, we know, you have to have 40 saw. Yeah, so that's not good. That's the more discussed. It's not an issue now. Okay, but whatever the shear is, it's 40 saw for a mikveh. Now, we discussed last week, and that I printed as the fourth source, the Pasuk in Parsha Shmini, Vayikra Perek Yidal, Pasuk Lamed Vav, which describes two bodies or two pools that gather waters. Ach Mayan, Ubor Mikveh Mayan. That's how we explained it, the simple level. There's two things, something called a Mayan, and something called a Bor Mikveh Mayan, a pit which gathers water in it. So these are, again, we discussed these sources in the past for in case someone wasn't here or we'll have a review. So Rashi explains that the pasuk there in Parsha Shmini is telling us that this water in these places, either in a mayan, which means a spring, or a pit which has water gathered into it, not from a spring, yet Torah Rashi explains in source 5, Ach mayan abor mikveh mayim, hamechubarim lekarka, ein mekablim tuma. This type of liquid in these gatherings don't become tummy. However, ve'od yesh l'cholumot yeh tor ha'tova mitumaso. An auxiliary meaning, or an additional level of interpretation, means not only does this type of water not become tummy, but it has the capacity to make something else tar. We discussed last time the relation between those two things, not for us now, but we know that water in a mayan, which means a spring, or water in a mikveh can make someone who's Tomei Tahar. Okay, that's based on like Mar Pesachim, Daf Tes Daran Aleph, so 6, Toshma, Achman, Avor, Mikve, Mayim, Yator, Mayim, Yator, Mitum, Aso. You can become Tahar from your tumor, Rashi explains. So 7, Pesachim, Tes Daran Aleph, Dir, Masa, Yator, Mitum, Aso, Vachy, Kamar, Im Yobo, HaTomei, B'mayim, Avor, Mikve, Mayim, Yator. If somebody or something which is Tomei is immersed in a mikveh or in a bor, which is in a mayim, a spring or a mikveh, becomes Tahar. Okay, the person or the item becomes tar. Hold the tumble because you're immersed. Okay.
That's the definition of tar and diamond.
Right, but the pasuk is talking about initially that the water doesn't become tamei. With the additional level of interpretation, not only doesn't become, such water can't become tamei through contact with something tamei, like other liquids can, right, but it tells you as well that if someone who is tamei, or an item that is tamei, is in that water, becomes tar. That's the
exception.
The second thing, the Mar Darshan, is the word yetar. The context there in Shmini is things that become tummy. So liquid, from the coast or whatever, can become tummy, right? Certain type of liquids can't become tummy. Namely, liquid in water in a mikveh or water in a mayan can't become.
It can be tired something else.
It's not therefore necessarily. We discussed last week. I don't have time to go over it. What the therefore? Right, it's both different. Right, that's all. Good. Now, the Sifra there in Parsha Shmini, in Parsha Tes, in the end of Parakir, those Gimel, according to this arrangement, source number 8, says we find there's a number of basic differences. One that the Medrash points out here, Medrash Halacha points out here, basic difference in a Mayan and a Mikveh. Mora says, Imayan Metayer Bezochlo. water in a spring is mitar through water that is flowing. Zochman means water that is flowing. So is it true af mikveh mitar bezochman? Can flowing water in a mikveh also mitar? And the Gemara says no. The Medrash Halacha rather says no. Talmud Omer ach. Achman, Amayim, Metab is Ochlin, the Hamikveh Be'ashborin. We'll define Ashborin now. The Ashborin means still water, stationary water. Okay.
The water that's the came from a spring, but is in a mikveh that's stationary.
That, right now, it's called stationary water. Okay. Well, you can use that water. Okay, right now, it's not flowing. Right? I mean, right now, it isn't flowing. It doesn't matter where it came from.
But the pipes.
Right, so again, when I came over what now, but the point is that in a mikveh, the water is not flowing. And we mentioned, that's why I have to be careful about the mikveh in such a way that there's no seepage, or at least a noticeable seepage. Again, I don't have time to go over that all now, but as opposed to a body of water like a spring where the water is zochlin. That's really also a mishnayis in Maseches Mikvos, and so it's perak aleph mishnah zayinaches. You put them together, you see there's a mikveh that requires 40 saw, and the mishnah here tells another difference in a mikveh and a mayim. Okay, you look in mishnah zayin, in source 9, Tarkov Mikvos, Mikvah Mishesh Barboim Saw. A Mikvah has to have Arboim Saw. That's a 40 saw of water, approximately 200 gallons. Shabbat Tovin, right? There's Rashi explains, not Rashi, but the Ravim Bartanur. Source number 10 explains there. Mishnah Zayin, Tovlin, Bnei Adam, Kol Gufo, person or his whole body, or Matbil and Kalim, either one. Amayan, Shemayim, Novim. Okay, you need, Mikvah needs 40 saw. But at the end of that, it says, Amayan, Lahat, Biboba, Kosu. Amayan does not need 40 saw. Now, for a person, it's hard to get in, but for Kalim, you can get this, depending on the size of the Kalim. And again, this is talking about Tvilas Kalim Mitoma, as opposed, or it's possibly as opposed to Tvilas Kalim, or we call Tvilas Kalim, I don't have time for that now either. But the point is, a Tvilas Kalim Mitoma requires less, does not require 40 saw, neither does Tvilas Adam, if it's a small person. You don't need 40 saw if you're immersing in a Mayan, a spring.
But what about the Tvilas Kalim, new Kalim is going to have the same
shear? The Machlokas is not for that.
What if, he was mentioning before that the shears for that's the case, then even if it's a small person that you require, if it's an obese person, so that's a
discussion.
Should be enough.
So that's correct, but not for now. I'm not going to that now. Okay, now, but anyway, I just want to focus on this difference in a mayan and a mikveh, right? Mikveh is the next mission. Mishnah Ches says that a mikveh is, the end of Mishnah Zayin says that a mikveh is a tar b'ashborin. So there's two differences between a mikveh and a mayan that we saw. One, that a mikveh requires 40 saw, and a mayan is okay with kosher. The other one is that a mayan is mitar bezochlin, and a mikveh has to be dashbor, has to be stationary water. Okay? As the last rabbi there says, lamayan lahatra mo kosher, lo boy arboim saw kemikveh. It doesn't need 40 saw like a mikveh does. They mikveh mitar bepochim arboim saw. But v'hai, mitar bekosher kemayan. Something which is like a mayan is only kosher. Good. That's how the Rambam codifies that lahalacha in source 11. Hilchos Mikvos, Perek Tes, halacha Zayin, and Ches, so particularly for us, we're looking at halacha Ches now. He says that towards the end of that page, going over the next page, ma, and our seats here, ma be mayan, that's all we need to read now, ma be mayan la mikveh. What's the difference between a mayan and a mikveh? A mikveh ain't a mitar el be mem saw, a mayan mitar be kosher. A mikveh, you require 40 saw, a mayan enough for any amount. Again, assuming the item or person can fit in for us now. A mikveh ain't a mitar el be shborin. A mikveh requires stationary water. A mayan hanochle, hanizchomim, ain't a mitar. But if it's flowing, it's not mitar. A mayan mitar be zochlin. And a third difference, a mikveh osalabo tvilo zov. Him. Someone of the Zav, that's also from this week's Sedra. The Zav is a male who has a certain discharge from his body, which is not the normal type of discharge due to some illness, thing more works out, whatever, we don't know exactly what it is today. But there you need a Mayan, because the pasuk there says Mayan Chaim. Mayan Chaim means, besides the soda, it means the spring water.
So which category does mean a Mayan?
So Zav, Zav does not. That's the Machlok, we pass the Zav does not, luckily. And otherwise, we'll make close today, because women are suffering Zav, so we have to. Okay. Also, for the A for Paradum, we need to have Mayan Chaim. Okay. Anyway, the Shulchan Aruch.
Those two days.
Yeah. Shulchan Aruch says, Yardea, Simon Reish Aleph. That's the Chos Mikvos, Simon Reish Aleph Sibbeis. May Mayan Matar Af Zochlin, Per Zochlin, Nim Shocher Mahochlin, Eina Machunos. And it flows and it's not gathered in one place, but make some in rainwater. Ain mitar al vashborin pirish mokum omuk shemiskansin bohamayim nikash borin. Probably the word shavur. It's cracked in the ground, like a crack in the ground. Avay day zechila psulim atar. But if there's flowing water, it's possible. Minatar. That's also part of machlokes with the Raisa. But we assume it's minatar. Fine. And the Taz in Sifkat Beis there in the Ordeis and Reish Aleph says ashborin pirish and kuin bekaimim viborin. It's set there and fixed in some kind of a pit, some kind of dugout area. But in name zochlin psulim. Says, but if it's flowing, it's possible. Again, we discussed last time would have to be is chilim nikeres, not nikeres. Okay, shach also in Simchat Ches and Simreish Aleph writes Bashborin, Pirashem Mikunasa, Om Makarechav Mikru Kyotzwa, Avalo Kishain Zoklin, not when they're flowing. Good. Well, we should be able to answer our question about a river. A river is flowing, right? It's a perfect example of the water comes from whatever aquifers underground they come from, and it flows, so it should be perfectly acceptable to be totally a river. Why not? It's Zoklin, it's not a mikveh, right? It's Zoklin. And Zoklin is fine when it's and it should have all the coolers of a mine, but it should have the din of a mine. That's what it looks like. And so the Mishnah in the Mikvos, Perek Hei, Mishnah Hei, source 15 says, Hazochlin Kemayim, any flowing water indeed is like a Mayim. Good, so that'll help us with the river. As Rabbi Batanura there says in 16, Mishnah Hei, right, Perek Hei, Mishnah Hei, Hazochlin, Kagon Naharos, like rivers. Okay, Shehen Zochlin, which flows, the water flows.
Does it matter whether it's a spring or rainwater?
Hold on, good, that's okay, good, good. For right now,
what's the definition of a spring?
Well, an underground spring.
Okay, how do we know where the water is coming from?
Well, okay, so let's see. Then we'll talk. So, but the Rabbi Bartender says in 16, Hazochin Kigon Naharos, Shein Zochin, Harayan Kemayan. They are the din of a Mayan, Umatarin Bezochin, the Zochin is Matar, and it's Koshein. You don't need the 40 salt, good. But back to the Mishnah, the Hanotfin can make the dripping water, water that drops in, as the Rabbi Bartender says, Kigon make Shalim, like rainwater, okay? So that's like a mikveh, right? As again, Batanur says, "Latar bar boim saw." You need our boim saw. Uvash bar has to be gathered together, not flowing. Then heyed, Reb Tzadik. Okay, ala zochin sherub walanotvim shen ksherim. If you have a combination,
so the river is flowing. But yeah. Though it's flowing, the source is rain. It's like a mikveh.
Well, one second. We didn't say that. We didn't say it yet. Okay, we said the zochin just said flowing water. Okay, let's see. We're going to clarify. Okay, we will clarify. But that's the second part of that mission. Look back in 15. Hey, Reb Tzadok, Azochin. If the flowing water, and here's going to mean naturally flowing water, means from a spring, Sherabu Alanotun, there's more of the Zochin than a rainwater, because in any river, there's going to be some rainwater too. It rains sometimes. If you have Zochin, Sherabu Alanotun, Shen Sherab, that's okay, as long as the river consists of more flowing water, more spring water, more underground natural flowing water than rainwater. Okay? And as the Rav Mertzer says, Shem Ksherim, he says, Kizochen hove and notim water. Okay, now, that already leads us to the fact that, one second, let's say you have a river which is mostly rainwater. So that already looks like it's no good, because rainwater, we said, has to be only, is only matar in an ashbaran, in a collected pool. So that's a problem.
So the flow is going on the source, not on the...
Right, not on the source, right. Now, says the... So now let's turn to a Gemara. We're going to see this in a few different places. One source is Nida Samech Zayin Amar Aleph. Mark tells a story in 17. Avua de Shmuel, Ovid Ledinse, Mikvos Biyome Nisan Umatzi Umemi Tishrei. The father of Shmuel... He was called the father of Shmuel, Avud the Shmuel, right? I mean, probably his own name, but he's known more for his son. That's okay, because the Gemara says elsewhere. Right, elsewhere people say, the Gemara says that a person is jealous of everybody but your children and your Talmidim. You're happy when your children become greater than you are. You're happy when your Talmidim become greater than you. You know, so you might lose some identity. I remember once years ago, Rabbi Elazar Tites, Shalita from Elizabeth, so his father, Pinchas Taitz, was the founder of the Elizabeth community, a great Talmud Chacham, and the father is still alive, and the Elazar Meir Taitz has a son, the Eliyahu Taitz, I mean, I know. So I remember one of his Sheva Brachas, we taught in the same school, the same yeshiva, so we made Sheva Brachas, the Eliyahu Taitz got married, so the Elazar Meir Taitz, the father, came, so the principal of the school introduced Elazar Meir Taitz as Rabbi Taitz's father, because the students knew the young Rabbi Taitz, so called him as Rabbi Taitz's father. So Elazar Meir Taitz got up and said, "Here I'm Rabbi Taitz's father, and Elizabeth, I'm Rabbi Taitz's son." Evidently, I don't have any independent identity. Anyway, Avu de Shmuel, Avad Labinte made for his daughters mikvos biyome nisan umafti b'mitzvah. What's going on here? So Rashi tells in 18 the following. Mikvos biyaminisim, mikpe maim chasim, the Einon tolos manar. He did not want the girls, the daughters, to immerse in the river. Why? Yomei Nisan we're talking about now in the spring. Lefisha Rabu Hamayim Bimos Hagshamim Mikshamim Shanafu. Because at that time of the season, there was more rainwater in the river than there was spring water, because it's right at the end of the rainy season. Again, Bavel, like I saw, there are distinct rainy seasons, and unlike around here a little bit, there's distinct rainy seasons and dry seasons. So the Nome Nisan, at the end of this winter, so they were right, so there was more rainwater. There'll be more rainwater than there are Zochen. And he quotes the Taurus Kohanim that it's not Metar B'Zochen. He quotes the mission that we mentioned and so on, everything we said. Okay, so... because a Mayan is Mitar B'Zochen, and a Mikra is Mitar B'Ashborin. So he says, we're afraid of that. So, and he says, so a little later he says, Umayim Hanotzim Ahorim, if the rivers, that, or also water that drip down from the mountains, run down from the mountains, like melting snow and stuff like that, that spills into the rivers, Harein Kemikra, that is a Dinam Mikra. There ain't Mitarim B'Zchila. If it's flowing, it's no good. Okay, if it's rainwater, it has to be, we said, in a stationary area. If it, in the flowing area, it's no good. Hilchah, v'imei Nisan, sh'nisrabe ha'nara, deib shamim, in the month of Nisan was more rainwater, chayesh shema rabu ha'notrin, that there were more rainwater, u'bot lu'zochen, v'ein metarnes ha'tome ha'tolin, there are chilat, some of those good, but can't be, come toren. Therefore, l'fichach avid lahem, skipping a few words, but l'fichach avid lahem mikvah v'ashborin. So he made them regular mikvahs that they should go in. Okay, then he says a side point, that some have said that the reason he did that is because you need Mayim Chaim Lezova, that a Zova also needs, but the Rashi rejects that. Alright, but anyway, Avalav Nilsa, he says. Alright, anyway, Umafti B'Yomit, what about Yom Tishrei? Yom Tishrei is the end of the summer, it doesn't rain. Let's say in Eretz Yisrael, it doesn't rain basically from more or less from Pesach here around now till so months to months, there's no rain. So it'll be okay to go in the river. So for that, he allowed them to go in the river, but he made matzi. What a matzi? She told them in the har, and those, at that time of the year, the girls did go into the river, and did use that as a mikveh, right, to matar, not a mikveh, a mayan. Shazoch and merubin, because there the flowing water, the spring water has more. Aval matzi mitnei chatzitas hatit, nosin machzoz benar, she'obers alayim. When you go into a river, so the, you know, the bottom is muddy. So, you know, the teeth is mud. So you'd go in, so he would make these are like a mat. So you could stand on the mat. Because if you walk into a mikveh and your feet are muddy, so it's a problem of chatzitza. Maybe the mud gets caked on you a little bit, so it's stuck. So for that reason, he didn't want them to walk in the mud. That's what he did.
Your foot is flat.
Right, exactly. So
not worried about your foot.
Right, because the water, right, because the water goes there. Because the water, it's not so tight. But
the mud sinks in.
Well, so let's see.
After you go on, the mud stays on your foot.
Exactly. So let's see. So that's the look at 19. The same sugi appears in Shabbos Samech Hay Amad Aleph. Avuah Shmuel has a few things about Avuah Shmuel. The first two are not relevant to us, but the last one is the end of line 19. The end of line in 19. Avuah Miklos Mitzvah in Tishrei. So Rashi there says again in 20, same thing. During Nirei Nisan, he made like a little mikveh. Maybe it was Samochanar right near. He let the water come from the river. It was mostly rainwater. He made some kind of channel or something like that, and he got it into a mikvah, and he closed it completely, so it became like a mikvah. But Mafti, when we teach you why, Shetobos B'Pros, Pros is Nahar Pros, the Euphrates. They live in Bavel, right? The Euphrates River. They would be Tavel in the Euphrates River. Or Vatit, because of the mud, Shaloi Chatzitza, so there shouldn't be a Chatzitza, they would put this type of a mat on the floor. Tosus, there in Shabbos, Samachem and Aleph, source from 21, Diva Masu Mafti says a different reason, quotes Rashi's with Rabbi Tom Pirish, a different thing. So Nosnos Mafti Zekuvos, it wasn't a mat that he put down. He made a partition. For tzvius reasons, shelo yiru osan ha'olam, so people shouldn't see them when they're going to be zbaishu man. They'll be embarrassed. They won't want to go in the mikveh. So the nothing to do with the feet problem. The problem was he didn't want them to go into the river, you know, in view of other people. So he built some sort of a partition, basically, so you go. And that's what Tosus says. The chiddush Ramban there in Shabbos 22 next verse. Dibra maslu maftu meitishrei. He quotes Rashi's and he mentions what you just said about the mud. The problem with mud is efshasher avibios. So sometimes the mud can be thick. Generally says Abba Ain Titchut Chotes. Mud that doesn't is not necessarily count to chatzitza because it comes right off. And he brings a raya from another Mishmik Rose and so on. Mashmash Aina Tithava Chotes Bizochamayim. But he says on the third line of 22, Abba Boyu just said, Abba Buragle Adam Chotes Shu Nichna Slovena Itzbos and Nichaksham. It gets stuck between your toes and it gets stuck there. That's the problem. Okay, that's how he says. Okay? And then he quotes those who say that it has to do with Tias. And at the end he writes, the Ramban writes, Agonim Zal Pishu Shtayan. That's do it serious because we're afraid that people will see them and so on. The Chiddush Ritva there in Shabbos Samachem Belos, I'm an Aleph rather, 23, Divasim Yaftzi Yom Tishrei. He says, well, what's the problem with the mud? You get, you know, you walk in good, there's some mud on you, but then take another step, you pick up the mud, it comes right off, right? Yesh Yeshua along the second line, the Kerel of Osir, Shnizu Agleb, Mayim Nidbak, Matit, Lo Chashiv Chatzitza, shouldn't be considered a Chatzitza, but he says, no, Lav Milsi, the Hosam Lekka Shum Dover Nidbak, it doesn't stick to you. The Chot is Mashayim Kain, Kaan, Shem Nidbak, Bein Espel Seh, it'll get caught between your toes and so on. The end, he quotes a different interpretation from the Ravid. If a Ravid's Al Hesha Rashi, he says, but there's a problem here, because there's a special on any keli, which is any item which is used for reclining on, special technique, like a mat, you're not supposed to be toggled. So litpol got me keli mechadim leyeshiva. It's certain gzeira. So therefore, he says something. A third pshat. He said we're talking here. He put the mat not in the water so you can stand on it, not as partitions, but right as a path into the water, so they don't get the dirt as they walk, the sand as they're walking in. It says, "Myri the honey mouth to the end of 23, Hayunisunu al right by the shore." Okay, different interpretations. Okay, then the Gemara goes right to 24. Same Gemara Shabbos Tanah goes a little further. The Avod leMikdim and Nisan. This practice of Avod Shmuel that at least in Nisan, you know, in the spring season when there was a lot of rainwater in the rivers, it's Misael el Rav. It accords with the view of Rav. Dama Rav. Mitra b'marava sahada Rav pros. Sabar shal yibro notan azokan. Rav also agreed with that idea. You've got to be concerned that there's more rainwater than there is flowing water, spring water, into the river at that time. And he has a sort of an idea. Mitra b'marava sahada Rav pros. If there was rain in the west, then it's attested to by the Euphrates River. Because you could see by the water level of the Euphrates River how much water, the Euphrates River is to the east of Eretz Yisrael, right? So if it rained over there, so then the water level of Euphrates, that's Sada Rava, okay? As Rashi explained,
Colorado River,
somewhere, yeah.
Isn't that completely coming off the mountains?
Well, I don't know offhand. We'd have to check. Look at this spring water. So you have to, you know, there are maps. You can find out today. I mean, sometimes surprisingly, a lot of places underground springs. But our mikveh here in Teaneck, right nearby, is underground spring. You have to check in each case. Well, I don't know offhand.
How do you find that?
You can either dig or today. I'm sure they have maps.
You can watch.
Or you can watch other water. You can watch. Yeah, yeah.
The end of the rain. Thing.
Right. We'll get that.
The spring water was coming from rain.
No, but the spring water means it comes from underground.
Yeah.
The water goes back up.
Yeah.
The water cycle.
That's by definition.
Now,
the definition in my head is from underground.
Yeah. Now, well, that's why they're Arizal's mikvah. It's underground spring. It's all right. Yeah. It's indoors. They're coming from underground spring. That's why it's so cold. Unless a lot of people are using it. Anyway, so you look at the Gemara, so that's the Misael Rav. So Rashi explains there, 25, Rashi in the Shabbos HaMachem, he's Mitzvah B'Marav, he's in the Eretz Yisrael, Sada Rav, Pras made the Dover, the Euphrates River testifies, right? Because the water flows from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, from the rainwater. The Jews in Bavel were so happy, it wasn't communication like today. The Jews in Bavel saw the Euphrates River rising. Oh, our brothers in Eretz Yisrael had a good rainy season this year. Okay, they were happy for them. Anyway, but the bottom line for us, Allah, is Avu the Shmuel, and Ami Kirav to your life. Avu the Shmuel held like Rav. Right? That's why he said you can't go in the month of Nisan because there's more rainwater over there. And again, the Rashi there, Shabbos Samachem Beis 25, Sovar Shem Yibu Notin, that Hanuk Shamesh Reimur Ala Zochin Hanovin, which comes from the underground spring. And he quotes the same Mishnah Mikvos we looked at before. Okay, and he says Ashboren, we were a few lines down, Lafuke Shem Hitu Bo Kelim Deres Chilas Shenim Shach Vegel Mikvah Lo Also Tfila. When a mikveh, if it's flowing, what's what we consider a mikveh like rainwater, that doesn't a total kelim or a person is no good. Okay, Aval Novin, but if it's Novea. An underground spring, the Tarn Kamosh Shen Zochon, it works like that. Hilchok, again, towards the end of the sixth line there. Hilchok. Biome Nisan Shanar's Gdelen Meg Shomosh Shomachoreth. In the Nisan season, when the rivers expand because of the rainwater of the winter season, Omehav Sharas Hashlogim from the melting of the snow and so on. Chayesh Shemibra Notan Zochon. She tells me, Ramanak Shomar Zochon, Botla Zochon Achayim Minotin. Bain Taras Mailalam. I can't work with Zochon. That's how Rashi explains the Sugi. Tosas there. In Shabbos Hanachem, they didn't want to. Sada Rabba Pras, the first thing to discuss a technical question. Don't rivers flow in the other direction from, they don't flow from west to east. Okay, they flow the other direction. He figures out, okay, but the Euphrates would go around. Somehow they're able to figure it out. But more important for us now is the second Tosas there in 26. Shema Yirbu Hanotan. Again, Shabbos, Samach HaMabez. There. He quotes again the first part that we know. We look down about a few lines down from the beginning. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The Yesh Mefarshim. that there is Zav and Zavo need both need Mayim Chaim, but Tos again says, well, here it's not true. Because first of all, what does it do help them to make a mikveh for them? They need Mayim Chaim. And second of all, it's only Din and Zav, not by Zavo. Okay, now, but the question he asks is as follows. The internal Shmuel, the Omer, Eina Mayim, Betam, Zoch, and Lepros, and Tishrei, what does Zav do? If you couldn't use the, what does Zav do? Right, where could he possibly go? If he couldn't use a mikveh, he has to use a spring water. But
it became
no good because of the extra rainwater. Yeah. What did he do? Right. So he said, "Yeah, shomer b'mayan mechusah shein make shom yard v'soch." You have to find a mayan that's covered, or it's somewhere in a cave, like if the Arizal's mikveh that's indoors, enclosed, so you can't do it. All right, but now Tosi has another question. Someone mentions this beginning. Vim tomar amay chashin shem revu hanotzin. Lay the lomdash question. Lay makama kama bottle. We have a principle, Allah, he has a benevolent Zohar by Yainessa. If, let's say, something, you have a, like the classic case, you have a big meat soup, and now a drop of milk spills in. Okay, so it's more than 60 to 1, so the milk is bottled, finished. Now, 10 minutes later, another drop of milk spills in. Yeah, so we have a comma bottle. Each drop is bottled individually. Didn't come dumped. If I take a pitcher of milk, I dump everything all at once, okay. But it may not be 60 to 1 anymore. But
the raindrops
come, so comma bottle. Each raindrop should have, what do we worry about there? Every raindrop that came in should have been overpowered by the majority of the spring water. Shouldn't be a problem. So Tosa's answer is, he says, yeah, but it's his territory here. The end of Salachem Bez and Shabbos 26, the end of the line there. He says, Kevan Sha'isa Rabba Mikashir. I'm sorry, he says, Yeshama Delo Mahani Tama the comma bottle. Kevan Sha'isa Rabba Mikashir. Kama bottle doesn't apply. It only applies up until as long as that stuff that's coming in is a minority. Once the stuff coming in becomes the majority, there's no more din of kama bottle. That's Tosa says. So at the beginning maybe it worked, but it rained all winter. After a while there was more rainwater. You know, it was already past the amount.
Saying,
so you don't know kama. No, that's it. Right. Not enough to move out. Now that's what Tosa's claims.
Even with the pot, Tosa's with it. Tosos understands that there's a general rule. Once the milk becomes more.
That's what Tosa said. Now, I'm not saying I was passing. I'm not saying I was seeing a second. I'm thinking. Other Rishonim disagree. Okay? The Ritva, the Chizr Ritva, there in Shabbos, Samachan, Vey, Zilvas, and Mitzvah, and Arava, 27. Looked at a. He says, first of all, he's bothered by the same kasha. Don't the streams go in the other direction? So he says, that's not a kasha. Lot cushy, klal ki derech hanaros. He says, I came. The rivers don't go straight. They're windy, you know? And if you're coming back, I found if you're coming from Route 80, let's say, from whatever, out west over there, come back to you. Let's say come from Pennsylvania. You're riding along Route 80. So now they have a thing, when you go over a river, it tells you what river it is. So as you're driving, you go over the Passaic River 6 times, I think. Passaic River, I'm there, a few miles later, you're not going over the Passaic River. Something's curving. You keep going over the Passaic River. Anyway, that's what the Ritva says without referring to Passaic River. The second Ritva, Kosovar, Shami Yibra, Notan Zolch, and he says, there's a Havel Zolch in the Yuta. So yes, also Kasha, he says, nothing to do with Mayim Shuvim, but some people claim they reject that. He says, and not because you need Mayim Chaim. And at the end, he says, he doesn't deal with that question. He just deals with the issue that it's not a problem of Zolch. Of needing Mayim Chaim because you don't pass in that way. Ella, what we said, Ella, time of the milsa, may shemay may gishamim dinam kemikveh. Rainwater is a mikveh, and Mayim and time is ocha, not that. But fine. But I forgot, the Ritva didn't deal with the kama bottle question, but the Ramban does. Okay? No, 1 second. I'm sorry. The Ramban also, there, Chizr Ramban in Shabbos, Samachan Beis, I realize I put this out of order, I'm sorry. Shem Yibu, Notal Azochen, he says, first of all, Yaf appears Rashi, it's got nothing to do with Sheuvim, although, his quotes of Menachanano says it, that the Nei Geshamim may be gathered in the roofs and things, and then it became Sheuvim, but he rejects that idea. Okay. But as far as the Kama Batal question is, the Meiri asked the question, skip to 29, move to 29, Beis Abchira, Shabbos, Samachan Beis, the Meiri writes, Yeshua, in this question, so what if there's more rainwater? He's about to Rishon. That's just Hebrew for Kama Kama Bata, right? So he says, a different terrace. El Shazush Mekanyesh Matasin Shab, the Dover Habobi De Shamayim ain't Omim Kama Kama Bata. Kama Kama Bata is the principle when it spills in, but this is natural, Hashem, because Ho, the ain't be other locket. You can't stop the rain from falling. Mm-hmm. Go try. You can't stop it from raining, right? In other words, that's an act that we call it in insurance business, an act of God, right? The act of God, that there's no Kama Kama Bata. So that's a different terrace, interesting terrace on Niri. And another terrace that Ben Tam has in a Tosin Baba Kama Kufum, a base. didn't want to say omer l'gador. But a time before, she says, you only say kama, kama, buckle, like in the case I gave you before. A little milk spills in, a few minutes later, another minute. But when it's an ongoing thing, he says, it's a dafka, second line of it, dafka kishesh hefsek ben tayim. If there's in between kama and kama, one drop and another, there's some kind of hefsek, okay? But when it keeps coming in one shot, there's
rain.
No kama going, huh?
In rain, how do you measure it?
Good question, too. Right, but there's not really, because there's a drop here and drop here right away. There's
even this
split second.
Even
I understand.
This drop, but the one above it is later.
Yeah, but there's the one next to it also. There's so many. There's a sideways. It looks sideways too. Anyway, that's a bit of time. Okay. But there is another. One of the teretz, the Tosis and Bechoris Nun Hayim Bay is going over the Nun Vav and Aleph. Okay, first, it's a preview of coming attractions in one second. But the Tosis there says that even though Shmuel's father, disagreed with Shmuel, as we'll see, and Rav also disagreed with Shmuel, like Shmuel. We're going to see that later. Okay, but more important for us at the moment, he says. Right, we'll get that too. She said, but also Tom, the kama kama bota lo yitachan over here is a different reason. The kol isa bota chozav neir. Okay, that isa can be reborn. Okay, so I have a number of different answers to that kasha. Halacha lemaisa. Okay, the Tumas Hadeshin, that discusses the kasha in Reish Nundal 32. He says, Shamati Makshin. Maishnan notes in the Psulin, Zochon of Yosan, Matka Torah Zochon, why is it, not because of Kama Kama Bottle, why is it that if there's more Zochon than spring water, it ruins it? But remember, we learned last week, Mayim Sheuvin, we said once you have the right shear, and we trust last week, you can pour in as much Mayim Sheuvin as you want.
Why
is this good? So as long as I have enough spring water.
Wasn't that in the mitzvah?
Good. She says, why shouldn't it be the same thing? That's his ask. Why shouldn't it be the same thing? Okay. If you had a mikvah shom shom em saw, the nafu talk afilu elef saw in shuvim batan loyim salu. So why should it be different? Oh, okay. So why should it be different? She says, don't tell me, because maybe shuvim has no independent status. Shuvim can't be lo chashivi klal atara tam shum tzad, and therefore it's completely bottled to the mikvah water. Masha'en okein, rainwater could be used. Right, to be Matar, so it can't be bought. He doesn't like that reason. He said, Hach Tamales, he disagrees. He says, towards the end of the seventh line down, Balochei Nira, Lataritz, the following Taritz. He gives a different Taritz. Kevon Shiyesh Khan Kvar Mikvah Shalem, Kola Shun Shimutokhan, Nasu Kulan Zul Mutokhan, Varem Kimuchubarim Dixeri Litpoblam. He said, with a Mikvah, you have a Mikvah Shalem, so any other water becomes immediately part of that. Okay? Whereas over here, that's based on the problem, the concept of Zriya, and here it's not connected in the same way. I'm not sure I fully understand, but that's what he says, the two things are not the same. On the next page, he says, Abel Psul the notes him, okay, the rainwater, he says, She'ena metara dezchila, and every time there's a cloud. It's not that there's a problem with it. It doesn't work over here. And he says at the end of the bottom line, either Gzeres HaKosov, okay, it is Gzeres HaKosov, or some other explanation. So I don't really understand his teretz, but the Tosfos Hadeshin raises that issue. I just wanted to share it with you. There is another comment. The Ritva makes an interesting comment in the Sugya Nedarim, which we'll see shortly too, Memon Beis. He says, another interesting question about the river. He says, what if you have another unique, maybe a problem with Zochon, why it's worse, because something else happened. Not only does the river rise, okay, when you have more rainwater, but it also expands, right? And also could flow further, and it goes to its sides further. So maybe the issue is, I can't be tovel in a place where the natural water from the spring only goes, 10 feet wide. Now that it rained, it's 20 feet wide. The extra 10 feet, extra 5 feet on each side, that's not really part of the river because that's only because of the rainwater. You follow what I'm saying? He says, So he says, that's the difference that he suggests between this as opposed to this. Yeah.
The kissing stuff of last week.
Yeah, right. Why can't you use it over here? But that's what the Ritva says. Let's go weiter in the sugya in Shabbos 34. And now we come to the seat of Shmuel that we alluded to a moment ago. Samachem Beis. So we have so far Abu the Shmuel who made the mikvahs for his daughters because he said they can't use the river certain times of the year. We had Rav who also is concerned about that. I mean, as he said, the Euphrates, we know, can you tell that it rained there as well because the river swells. So 34 continued to warn Shabbos Samachem Beis who pleaded the Shmuel. The Omar Shmuel, Nara Mekipim Ivrach. Difficult phrase, Nara Mekipim. What does that mean? He says, any river gets the, by definition, gets the majority of its water from Mikipe, Rashi says in 35, Misoso, Mimkoro, Misao, from the rocks or from the source underground, whatever that
spring.
Means. Spring, right, where the little says, Yisela is keeper, right? Velomi mehag shaman. Okay? In other words, says Shmuel, bottom line is, practically speaking, halakhically speaking, anyway, excuse me, I don't care how much rainwater came in, I don't care how rainy a season you had, the river is still, the majority comes from the spring. So, Sishmo, that's what he says.
A definition.
Upliga.
A definition.
Halacha, anyway, halachic definition. She says, Upliga, we're going to analyze it. Upliga continues tomorrow. Upliga did day, did day. Shmuel self contradicts. The Amar Shmuel himself said, Ein hamay mitarim bezochen. You can't use Zochan, Ela Pras, the Euphrates, Yom Tishrei Bavad, which is what, like his father, right? He said you can only use the Euphrates River in Yom Tishrei, the end of the fall, when it doesn't have rainwater. But the first statement we're referencing now is Mikipe Mivrach, and again, as Rashi explains, Shmuel seems to argue himself, because he only allows the Euphrates River in the fall, after they've had a whole season with no rain, Shechadlo Akshomim, the Rabbo Azochan, says Rashi, there's more spring water, Vyesh Taurus Mayan, and so on. The Tosus says as follows. First of all, he says, Bim Toma, let's look at Tosus. Shabbos HaMachem, Beis, Nuas, Adomar, Shmuel, take a look. Tosus says, bothered by what evidently is bothering a visitor, right? In Tomar, the Haka Chazina and Shemach Masak Shom, Hem Galen. We can see with our own eyes that after the rain, the water level is higher. I mean, it is. So what do you mean? It becomes, what's Shmuel talking about? That's basically Tosis Kasha. Okay, Shlomar, has a Gemara? Kedomar, Betainis, Masak, Tainis, Afcham, Meis, She'ein Lecha Tefach, Yorid Nomala, She'ein Tfachayim, Olin, Kenegdo, Momato. I don't know if this is the halacha which we see or what, the tradition, if a tefach's worth of rainwater comes from above, then two tefachim pop out from the bottom. Somehow the rainwater comes to heaven makes more water come out of the spring. I don't know the science of it. I don't know at that time. So yes, so even if you have a lot of rainwater, there's even more. So look, the truth of the matter is I don't know how to measure rivers. It is true that the river is higher after it rains, but is exactly the amount based on the rain. It's higher because of the rain and because of more from the spring. Okay, so that's what he says. The Omer that Shmuel tells us the rule. I don't know. Shmuel knew it. The Omer Rabbein Natan, the Hil Chasok Havas in the Shmuel.
I don't know
the stars. Right, he knew the stars. The Omer says in Shabbos, he knew the stars. He knew the rivers too. He says, he knew science. Okay, the Omer Rabbein Natan, the Hil Chasok Havas in the Shmuel. Rabbein Natan says the halach is like Shmuel. Okay, which means you can go in the river anytime. Because even at the end of the rainy season. But he has a rule or understanding that even in the end of the rainy season, there is more spring water. So it's a tremendous cooler. And Rabbi Natan says, we talk like that. So you don't have to worry about Yom Tishrei, not Yom Tishrei, right? And he brings a raya, which we'll see in a second, because now the truth of the matter is, then Tosus says at the end, the Lav Davka Nakat Pras, don't think he meant only the Euphrates. That's just what he was talking about, because that's where he lived. The Wadin Lachon the Horus. Okay, that's it. It's Ted Pras, because it's the biggest river, or it's the Eretz Yisrael. And look at the last words of Tosus. The Alzeh Anusomchim Likbo Benaharos Afilo in Godlu Ma'od. And that's said about Tosus, what we rely upon, Halacha Lamaisa, to people should be Tobel in a Mikvah, or Tobel Kedem in a, I'm sorry, Tobel in a river, or Tobel Kedem in a river, even if they've been raised very high. So Paskin's Tosus. Yeah.
It makes sense off his far. Because where does the water
come from originally?
To the spring?
Right. And then it regenerates. And there's also the water cycle.
The spring is not from the rain.
No, but ultimately
so
water comes
up. The ground from Vermeisen.
But they're all related. All the water is related somehow. But okay, I don't know. Again, I don't know the science.
I don't know.
Now, that's the answer. Toast is going to be passed like that. The Ramban and the Chedushim there, Shabbos, Hanukkah, and Beis, 37, Hodam, or Shmuel, says, Taimon, same Kasha, Shahu Shahari, on Rowan, Shek Shiordin, Gisham, Hanah, Rabbah, we see it, it does get bigger. So you give the same thing based on the answer of Tainus, that Gemara and Tainus, you know, that there's more coming below. Okay. Now, look at the second paragraph of the Ramban, 37. Venira midibra bechanano, salachi kirav. despite the fact that Tom, we just read Paschim like Shmuel, Rabbeinu Hanano says Allah is like Rab. Va'af Rabbeinu Hagadol, that's what Ramban says, that he means the Rif, right, our great master, the Rif, Kosel of the Buddha Shmuel, he passed like Abu Shmuel, even though he didn't mention Rab, he called Abu Shmuel, and so on. And he says, Chisal Kashmaitadol, Shmuel Nami, because Shmuel himself, let's remember, Shmuel is the one who said this idea that the river gets its nourishment or its waters from the spring. Then he himself said, when he said, Pliga the day out of day, Shmuel himself disagreed with himself, right? Shmuel, at the end, you look back at the end of 34. Amar Shmuel, Ein Hamayim, and Tom is Ochel, and a prosper, and a teacher, and a man. Right? Shmuel himself went back to say like his father, like Rav. So says Ramban, Mr. Tom, that we pass him like that. Okay? And so therefore, and he has, Shmuel contradicts himself. He has other places where Shmuel said one thing, you know, but then he passed him the other way, Lamaisa. That's what it looks like. He said this statement about rivers, but good, but that's not how he held the halacha. He may have said, maybe true, two tefachim come from the bottom, very nice, but it doesn't mean it's so la halacha. Okay? And he says, Shema mida halacha, Lamaisa, Kamashon, Alkein halacha, Kirav. First of all, like, there's the three lines at the bottom. Like Rizita said, first of all, we have a rule, Rav and Shmuel halacha, Grav bisuri. We have a general principle. The machok is Rav and Shmuel, we pass like Shmuel in mominous matters, but in Isurim, like ritual matters, we pass like Rav. So this is a ritual matter, so we pass like Rav. But oh, the Rav, and not only that, but it's a Rav, it's Rav and Abu the Shmuel, right? The only question is, he says, it's a little difficult because Ramban also knew of the practice to use the rivers all the time. So, yes, we shall omer the chosak Shmuel, right? Some say, oh, that's the Ben Tam. Okay, he brings the Rai, which we're going to say shortly, but nevertheless, the Ramban holds, you look at the top of the next page, he said, behind Pasak, the state of Iray and Beshem of the Tamzal, the Ein Hapsak Nochon. I don't. I disagree. That psak is not correct. The law royal is nochal. We shouldn't rely upon it. Okay, and he says even the gemara that they brought as a raya, which we'll see in Bechoras, was only the sheet of Reb Meir, not like Rabbanan. Basically, it's because we'll see in a second. I'll say it out. Well, we'll see it in 1 second. So he says, "Veshema yesh lahakol shenidam bzeil if yishama nira benaharos." He's amazed. Rabban is trying to find the limud chus here. Rabban disagrees with the Ben Tam. Okay, the Ben Tam disagrees. I'm sorry, the Ben Tam paskins like Shmuel, but Rabbeinu Hanano and the Rif and Rabban seem to say that psak is not correct, even though the Reim held like a Ben Tam. Machlokes is shown in plain language, right? But the Rabban tries to catch a cool. He says, "Veshema yesh lahakol v'omar shenidam bzeil if yishama nira benaharos." He says it maybe it depends on the individual rivers. For Anurias about the Colorado. Some rivers don't really get noticeably bigger when it rains. Okay? So he says, and he makes a difference also what happens to those rivers in the non-rainy season. Some rivers dry up. Totally. I remember one time I was in Phoenix. Mm-hmm. You know, in the summertime. Right. The first time I was in Phoenix, I remember led a tour from NCSY, so when we came in on the bus, you know, so Phoenix, it's very hot in the summertime. And we passed by a bank that had outside one of the electronic, in those days, a modern thing, electronic thing, and had the time and the temperature flipping back and forth. So it was 118 and 115. That's the word. So, you know, kids all taking pictures, it was like a big thing. But anyway, so I remember my wife and I went a few years ago to Phoenix. She had a friend who had a timeshare, something like that. So we stayed in this place. And one of the first things I do when I go on vacation, I go to the hotel, so I look on the TV, what's the weather for the week? Now I guess you can look on your cell phone. I don't know what's the weather going to be. So we come in, Phoenix, we came in the evenings and sit down, and they said, this is the monsoon season. Something, oh, did we make a mistake? Like, what, monsoon? I'm thinking about India. You know, we're going to get swept away someplace. All right, so we think we'll do indoor activities. Then we found out, what's the monsoon season? It means that every day for this week, between 1 o'clock and 1:20, it's going to rain. That's the monsoon. So I guess everything is relative. But if I mention the point, we're driving by or a tour, here's this river, here's that. I'm looking, where's the river? There's no river, there's no water. It dried up totally, right? So the that's what the Ramban, he says, so rivers which dry up totally, he says, there, then you got, and now for sure it's rainwater, exactly. That's the point. There, it's rainwater for sure, you can't use it. And he said, maybe that's why Shmuel mentioned, the Gemara mentioned Pras, especially, wasn't all rivers. It was Dafka the Euphrates, that doesn't dry up. It was Dafka the Euphrates, maybe that whole cooler of Rinatam. And he quotes the Arameans on, he said, of a low call Hanaharos Bechlalzeh. It's not all. Maybe in Bavel, because Bavel was a lower line, Bavel Mukha, he brings a riot, the Shinar, you know, the Ninar Mesa, Mesa Mabel, whatever it says. So he quotes the Sefer Yireyim, Halacha is like Shmuel, maybe that's only in those places, but at the end the Ramban says, and when he says the word Mechazen, means it dries up. So it might be a difference whether it dries up or not. That's an important Hara by the Ramban. At the end he says, Latenu ain anu yesh lachos b'chol nahar, achi yisbara l'chol mayan shalom. Remember, he said, you asked before, Ramban says like you better be sure there's a mayan there. He says, find out. He says, we shouldn't rely on any river unless there's a mayan, and where it comes from and so on, and it's there, Bein Milos HaChamas, with the Hilchasa.
Sure, I don't know either.
I don't know if the maybe Ramban did or didn't, but that's all of it. The Gemara in Bechoros that they quoted as a raya for Shmuel, 38, Gemara in Bechoros says that actually the process has a different name. Why is the river called Pras? It's called Pras on the word Purvu. The water self. It self-perpetuates, it's self-fruitful. So that's the Raya like Shmuel, Messiah like Shmuel, that the water comes from within, not from outside sources. So that's what they want to add. Pliga de Rav, it's against Rav. So that's what they wanted to say. This Gemara is a Raya to Shmuel. That's why Rabbeinu Tam wanted to pass like Shmuel, even though he's in the minority, but he has another Gemara that supports him. Right? And the others wanted to say it, but that was just what Meir said, this others said not like that. Anyway, Rashi explains, Yuvo Shmuel Shal Pras, it's Parim Baravim, next Rashi, Shagod of Rav, below Shul Matar. It multiplies, multiplies without river. Okay. Anyway, the Tosis Dan Bechor says, the name of Beis, the last Messiah of Shmuel, says, Afagav the Shmuel Ari Bechol and Ari's, he held, not like that Ramban. Shmuel's talking about all rivers. Okay, this mentions Pras, this is an example. Okay, and maybe the Pras is Misparach Yos there, has more, and so on, but really it's any river, which is the Telek of Enetam. Interestingly, the Ravid in the Sefer called Balei HaNefesh, the Ravid wrote a Sefer called Balei HaNefesh, Hilchos Nida, Miklos, and Shara Mayim, Sefer Aleph, the Ravid writes in 41, the Hodam or Shmuel, Hossam, Eina Mayim, Mitarim, Bezochlim, Ela Pras, Biome Tisher, Lavlim Ute Shar Naharos, he agrees, like Tosa, it doesn't exclude other rivers, but Ela Lemute Agamim. It excludes lakes. Shebebava, lebava, shedomim lenaharos. Behem, meg, shaman. Many lakes are rainwater. So he's got to be careful. Okay? Rivers.
We don't know.
No, but he's saying. Like Shmuel, rivers we do know, based on Gemara and Titus, that there's more water coming from below. But even if we say that by rivers, he's saying also.
Exactly.
The other place where this Gemara comes up is in the Durim, Memo and Aleph go to Memo Beis. Okay, we'll read it quickly. 42. Amar Rav and Amar Rav, Mitchell Bimaro, Sadi Rav, Pras. He said or pleaded the Shmuel. Same Gemara, really. So in the Durim, you have the Ran on the side of the page. Okay, so I printed all these runs. We're not going to read it all inside of the whole page here. But the run, and the Dara Memo Dala says, Omar of Oven and so on. He quotes the same thing he says. And we're worried there's been too much rainwater. And look at the second line there, 43. The Nafka Minish also Lipovol. With the Shain make Shon Noth Matar Mazot Namash for everything we said. Okay, and four lines down, Hilcha. Kol Hecha the Ikal Amecha Shem Rabba Anot Vazochan Osir. The Hainu Kishanah Godol Harbe. That's if you see, Taka, that the rain, water level really raises. We're going to see the Ran says you really got to look at each river by itself. Maybe you can measure it. That's what he's saying. Okay? He said you got to see each river.
You have to be okay? Earlier.
Right, no, exactly right. So that long run on the next page, really two long runs on the next page, on source 44, he says, Pras Biyomi Tim, we're not going to read the whole thing, we don't have time, but it's worth it. See, the Ran makes a big issue, like Abizid is saying, Lafisha Ein Eis Kshamim, Velo Zman Hafshar Shlogim. In Tishrei, it's not the rainy season, it's not snow melting season. Okay, but then he writes, the problem with Pras the rest of the year is, because we are concerned, and when I look at the end of the second line, Kol she'anu b'kiyim, if we know the Pras b'yomei tishrei kamehi aliyaso, you can see how much the water level rose, the chain b'shar nahar or other rivers, yodim anu b'anshol olam, and it's my b'shircham, we know what it goes up, what it goes down, then we can measure. And he says,
Wait, what does that mean? One year you see it, and
yeah, I guess you have to look at the rain in the beginning. Yeah, I guess, I don't know how many years, it's a good question. And he also makes this distinction about Nahar Shem Mechazin to dry up. Okay, he says those things that dry up ain't Tovim Behel Olam.
So he's saying that while you have to.
You have to look at basically, you know, pretty much. River. That's what he's saying. Okay, and that's why he said that Shmuel, okay, Shmuel, that he says a few lines later, Mishum Haki Kamar Shmuel, She'ein Hamayim Metam Zochen Ela Pras. Ukayotze Bo She'ein Mechazev, and we know it never dries up. Okay, but we don't know, or he says, maybe 10 lines, Misha'ein O Baki Bo, okay, then you gotta be careful. Okay, now he says, Yome Tishrei, even if you're not a Baki, perhaps there's room. Then you don't, that's what he's saying. Right, correct. Right. If you see that it didn't, then you can even use it. And he says the same thing. If you're concerned in Tishrei, let's say, he's saying both ways. In other words, the Ran says, and let's say in Tishrei, it's still high. There was so much rain. You have to know each year. And he says, if there was so much rainwater that you see that in Tishrei it's still high, even though it hasn't rained in 3 months. Okay, he says, even if you say in Tishrei, you still have to worry about it. Okay, Imro b'Tishrei shezraba kol kach atche'ef shelo lachot shemaraba b'anotin, then afilu b'Tishrei eno tovo bo. So like you just said, okay, it's not a blanket rule. You have to look at each river and each situation. That's what he says. That's what he says the Gemara means. Now, Ulina Halacha, what's Halacha? Yeah, a little bit. Ulina Halacha, what's Halacha? He says, what we said before. Pasuk Rabbeinu Tam Kishmol, right? The Navar Nahara Mekipim, the rivers get the waters from the rocks and so on the bottom. Okay? And he says, even though, Afagav, the Rav Poligale, the Rav Ushmoch, the Rav Yisuri, the Ode, Abu the Shmuel, Nami Sirikarav, and not that, but either the Shmuel, Nami Peshmuel himself seems to disagree with himself, Afilohachi, Kamalan, Kishmuel, based on Gemara Mechoros, that Pras has that name, and so on and so forth. Maybe the only prize is Nahar Pras, because maybe it doesn't apply to all the rivers. This is all based on Rabbeinu Tam. And he says a few lines later that it really applies to every river. But Nimsa, if you look, very important, 7 lines from that, you know, from the second round there, Linya Halacha. But Nimsa Lafi Dazeh, Shalolam Tovlim bin Naharos, Vafilu Kishamiz Barchin Harbe Machmas Kshomim. Lafi Shain Tefahur Melamala, Shain Tomal Akos Tachaim, Zeo Das Venatam. But again, he says, like the Ramban, Umim Mekol Makom, Nearly Shav Huzal, even up in the Tamlo, Omer El Ben Arshein Mechazin, only rivers that don't dry up. Av Mechazin Lecha Lameimer Behu, the Mivichem Mikupai, you can't say that. That's Rabbi Natam. Av Rabbi Nachananel, Rav Alfasi, Zal Pasuk Kirav, with the Shmuel, they are differently, and they said it's only in the river like the Euphrates, only Tishrei, okay? And he says, especially Shmuel himself, we don't, why, what's the logic? We don't, Lo Dachin and Neymar Di Surah, he mentions Agarata, right? The rivers get their nourishment from the bottom and their martinis and tefach from above. So that's Agarata. It's not a halachic statement, and therefore we're not going to push aside halacha. And he says, "Usmul nami lab leinian ma'isa amar." He wants to pause. Even Shmuel didn't mean halacha ma'isa. But again, you know, there are those who disagree. Let's get the.
Didn't Tosfos tell us that throughout all of.
Yeah, okay, but these are correct. Tosa said like that, but and then the Rambam passing over in the Tam, but I'm showing the Ran and the Ramban and others disagree totally. Others disagree with certain types of rivers, certain seasons. No, it's a big machlokas.
Okay, one who got his proof from what he saw.
Yeah, well, that's the Ran talking about. You got to look. You got to look in each one. Okay,
in the Gemara, everybody said a halacha based on what they knew, and not
I
what they saw.
I think so. Yeah. Now, last round, the second line, the Nimsa Akshav Viderzev, he summarizes. One, Shana Horos Amechazin ain't talking about calm. Rivers that dry up, you can't use them at all, because we're always afraid there's too much, it's mostly rainwater or melted snow. Two, Nahoros Gedolim, Shain Mechazin, big rivers that never dry up, Kolshu Bucky Bahan, again, as long as you know, the Odea, you know the status, and so on and so forth, they don't have to worry about it. But if you see that it rose, then even in Tishrei it's no good. And finally, at the end of that paragraph, Misha ain't a bucky ben b'chalash on a kula, tzarech lochos lahen. If you don't know, you have to be suspicious, except for Yom Tishrei, because there you can assume, unless you know, you can assume that the river's mostly...
Unless you know, it means you're not assuming.
No, right, he says Yom Tishrei, he says minastam. I said minastam ain't open.
You don't have to know.
Right, for Tishrei, only Tishrei time.
Right.
Now, the other opinion goes, eek, others make a difference, as we said before, that the concern is in the place you have to be toggled b'makom shelo ha'isa sham schiloso sonar kodon l'chein. Okay? Apo b'sha'ach shabrodo ha'azom mutalipo. He's arrived as a kula, that's arrived, that even if it's in a place where there was no water before, it widened, that's also okay. Then he quotes the Rambam that we'll see inside. The Torah Habayis of Rashba, 45, we'll move quickly now. When we divrayam lamadno the Rashba also, she'ein tovin benaharos, should not be tovin in rivers. So says the Rashba. Okay, I do like Abu Shmuel did, and it was dealing with Din the Rice, and he left the Machra. So says the Rashba. Okay, the Rosh.
Din the Rice.
Huh? Well, neither.
No, I'm talking about
neither. Okay, now. The Rosh.
But we're not talking about new Galen.
Right, I don't think so.
About two of the total Galen and women.
Yeah. Now, the Rosh, Nadar Memam and Aleph, Russell to print on the page in Nadar, on that word, Nar, to keep him his bar, he says, also, Rov Gadol Hanar Minat Tahom. Most, the swelling of the rivers from the depth. Okay? And therefore, Hilchach Lo Yigdal Hanar Minik Shom Shirop Mokom Echot. There won't, it rains in one place. Then that's not going to cause the river to rise. The Karen Ora analyzed what the Rosh means, but there are none off to us of our Rosh. 47, what does the Rosh mean by that in one place? He says, you know, you have a river, it spans, so it might be different over here than over there, depending on where the rain fell. Okay. The Rosh and Hilchos Mikvos,
why
which
you that
matter? Huh?
Which is Rose.
Because where is the, which, no,
river,
the
river? Rose.
Right, but he's
pretty good. It's where it rained an hour ago. Now it's someplace else.
That's right, I understand, but he said, yeah, I guess he's saying, where does that underground water come from? Right?
Wherever it came from, a day later, it's in a different place. Well, it came from the sky or underground. A day later, it's not there anymore, it's someplace else.
It's an interesting point, it's true, but I guess there's more of it than that one place. It doesn't all flow away. All the water flows, so the... The rise is, again, I don't have a sign to it, I'm not sure, but that's what the Rosh, that's what the Rosh over there says. The Trumas Hadeshin is bothered by this problem, as you just asked, Josh. Simration and Dal, that's the same true before, this is the first part of the Trumas Sheila. The Harbe Ayaros, Umekomos, Noagim Anoshim, Lipob and Haros, Koashana. That's the meaning, the Ein Moch, the Rabbanim say it's okay. The Lomo and Echosh, why aren't we worried about the other Shita? Kama Gaonim, the Pasuk, the Chashinim, but we are worried. And Varadayim, the Karis, it didn't Karis. Neither is the Karis, then, and so on and so forth. And he says, Shuba, Yerah, the Minhadin, Hayal, and Achosh, we should be worried about it, because he says, the Rambam, the Rabbi Nochananel, and the Rabbi Aram Rutenberg, and Ashri, Kulam Pasuk, Avod Shmuel. They all follow Avod Shmuel. And Afagad, the Tom Pasuk, the other way. Okay, and Tosuk, Kosuk, the Tom, and he quotes that people do it, like you said. Mikol Mokom, about the 4 or 5 lines down from the Chuvah starts, Mikol, he quotes the Smag, or Zur, Smag, or I like Rabbi Tom. Mikol Mokom, Tema, the Beisur Koris, Kazer. It's a car, so you can't. You're gonna ignore Rabbi Nochananel, who's only early Rishonim. She calls her the Kabbalahim to Aaron Gutenberg, Bar Samcho, and so on. So he quotes the Rashbam, okay, who says an interesting thing. He says, practically speaking, Rashbasasi borrows a ruah gadol shekos of Lashon Rashbam v'zel Lashonus line right after that. Rabbi has notes for milso shichli. It's just a milso shlicha that there's more rainwater. I got that from, but that's what he says. And he says that whole thing of Avod Shmuel, that was in Bavel, that was in Eretz Yisrael, it was different, not around here. Around here, you don't have more rainwater than underground water. That's what he says.
But
in Europe, he's quoting Rashbam. Rashbam, he's towards the desert, quoting Rashbam. The problem is, if you like...
Well, because the
Rashba
too, it's
going to be
in
Spain. Yeah, maybe.
And
well, that's true. The Dash is bothered right away. Look at the about 10 lines at the bottom. If it's Temahu, but we see it is true. All right, and then it arose, and we do see it with our own eyes. Okay, and therefore he says, Gambis Vanazay Shlachosh. So he says, I don't know, he quotes Mordechai, was also has a cooler, it depends on whether it dries up, everything he says. So at the end he says, bottom line, you know why they were making? Because they had no choice.
Look at
the way. No, they're right. The girl, I'm saying, Gilad Aminatam is a Basamcha, right? You had a sheet that allowed it. Not just Aminatam, other Mishonim. His castle was what he means, Machok Lishon, which you machma, right? Didn't carry. So we're not going to be Machok, we're going to rely on those poskim who say it's okay. That's his Lachain Yerma, Shekilo Kadmonel, Lamukhadovich, from the Khoshu, the Kamai arose, Umakamosh, and Spazu Shama Yehudim. Jews are scattered all over the place, okay? They ain't stopping beyond Lachpoil and Mikvos, they're not able to build Mikvos, and these cities are near rivers, okay? And we're going to ask the women to go in there, so it's going to be about the peri rivio. They'll do away with the mizalz. They'll feel all together. So he says, basically,
that other people in a different state.
Maybe. You step away. You rely on the other shittas. The Mordechai also in that parak in Shabbos Ayin Dalam Beis in the page of the Rif in Shabbos parak Meishin Remes Shin Nun Zayin 50. He quotes him in the Tam that that's the halacha. He'll talk Chach Mutar Lipa Bchar Narsh Kol Shana Kol. Even he quotes him Aram Rutenberg disagreed, and people time again to Aram Rutenberg. He says they screamed at you by telling the Kavur they're going to use it and they're going to have child that are Mamzerim. See, they're not Mamzerim because they're no Mamzerim neither, but they're bothered by it. The Rambam passes in halacha Amayis and Perak Tes halacha Yud Gimel Hilchos Mikvos. Okay, the Rambam doesn't clarify. He just says that there's more rainwater, it doesn't work. He doesn't go through this whole thing. The Rambam just paskin in Rabu Meg Shalom Meinar. What's late? Okay. And Rav makes Shalom Einar, Ein Matar Mizocha Elabash Borin. Okay, so if we have to build a thing like Abu Shmuel did, the Torah quotes a Machlokas, Abin Atam is Mekel, the others are Machmer, and Tamar Rundberg, and his father, the Rosh, was also Machmer, and Shulchan Aruch have both opinions. Look at 53, so in Reish Offsev Beis, the Mechaber says, in the third line there, it says, Chein Nachon Lahoros Lahachmer, Yishmi Machmer, and not use rivers at all. But there are more rights, Abu Yesh Matirin, some people do allow it even in the rainy season, even if the snow melted, because of this these coolers that we have. The chaynagu, I don't know. I guess practically they couldn't do it.
You make a hole in the ground.
Okay, but you have to make sure there's no. There's a lot of factors going to make it. That's the point.
Less than the rain, but acre gittle.
Yeah, well, I guess that's less than
the hole in the ground. If you build a mix in a building,
there's got to be a hole in the ground that the water doesn't seep out. It's not so possible.
Where's it seeping out? On the bottom?
No, but the side also. It's in mud. You have to put cement. You got to put cement. Right, I want to seal.
But I understand. What's called seeping out? You have a thing like
that. That's a machlokas. No, but it has to be. You have to build it into the ground. It can't be a tub above ground. It has to be in ground.
No. So you dig and dig and dig. Okay, you have a.
I know, but dirt. The dirt is porous, right? It's going to water.
That goes Oakland.
Yeah, the point that we mentioned last week. Somebody, right?
So it means every Ashbaran has to be
sealed.
Ashbaran of stone or wood.
Yeah,
nechalam. That's Ashbaran when it's.
That's certainly chachila. Certainly chachila. Yes. Now. I quoted the Shachs, you don't want to read the Shachs now. But again, the Rav Moore has the cooler, and he says, V'chein nagu b'rova makomos b'makom she'ein mikveh. There's no available to build a mikveh. And he said, Ein limchos b'aranog in ha'kal ki yesh ha'mam v'shismochu. They have a line. However, certainly if the river, he's choshes that cheek, Rav Moore. But again, a river that dries up, and it's clear that it's only from the water, there's no maya in there, then you cannot use them. Okay, if it completely, but if not, okay. So then we have the Shachar, the Tars, which we won't have time to read now. That's about a river. So Halacha L'Maisa, I think today it's very, very schwer to rely on rivers. If you have mikvahs nearby, it's not a big deal. You can drive a little bit.
The
question is how far. Oh, I'm talking about the ocean. Yeah, talking about rivers. Okay, because river. Now, what about the ocean? So the ocean, L'Maisa, you're not going to have more rainwater than right? That concern doesn't exist. So first of all, just a side point. I printed the Pasuk of Rashi's Parak Aleph Mishnah, good. You know, the ocean is called a mikveh. And that's not my joke. That's not a joke. The Mishnah in Mikvahs quotes it in the last page. Parak Hay, Mishnah Dalet. Kol hayamim kimikveh shenem al mikveh hamayim karayamim. Now, some say it only means the Yamagodol. The other said it means all. Okay?
But once you quote that
posit, so look at
the Yamagodol, that itself is Machlokas.
Right, exactly. So interesting. So I got on the time. I look in 58 that that same mission, Mikvahs, Parakei Mishadal, appears in Para, Parakes Mishneches, has to do with the Mechatos and so on at the end. But the, you look at the Teferis Yisrael, so Lishad, Yachar Boaz. So the Boaz, Oz Dalet, he says, nearly owed the Hachav HaHasim lo Osila Fuke Rak Sha'ar Yamin Ktanim. There are some things that we call a Yam, which are not oceans, really. She'enon mechubor in klal liyam ukyanos. They're not connected to the ocean. Kiyam kineret, like the Yam Kineret. The Yam Amelach. Yam Kaspi. The Caspian Sea. Oh, so that's what I'm saying. So the, all right. So I think he's saying landlocked
lakes.
Yeah, so landlocked lakes, at the very so I think might be saying, are not going to be good, because there you have, unless you know that it comes from the ground spring. But as a, even though we call it Yam, but the Torah is saying Yam means the Mediterranean, the Atlantic, the Pacific, the Persian Gulf, whatever, that's connected. And you look in the maps, the globe. But landlocked, he's been Yam Caspia. That's the Caspian Sea, right? mean, that's landlocked.
It's
a lake. It's a, yeah, basically, yeah, right, lake. Exactly. It's an enormous lake.
Yeah,
okay,
Uchadome.
So that's the North Sea is connected to the Atlantic, right, in England. So those things have a din of an ocean, that's good. But the lakes, you said, would be a problem. Unless, as I said before, two things, actually. Unless it's a lake which is completely, you know, it's sealed, and not much seepage, or not noticeable seepage, whether that machok is. Or you know that it's an underground spring. Sometimes up in the mountains, when it can't.
It's considered like a big bore. Like,
It could be. If there's no noticeable, like a man-made lake. Yeah.
So it means the same thing. It has to be covered with cement.
It could be an ion.
Yeah, so that's the question. But we did describe it. We did discuss that issue last week, how noticeable does the seepage have to be? What, a little water seeps out? You know, so that's a further question. But those are concerns with the lake.
Even like the Mayan, or a mikveh,
right.
Or we don't know.
Or no good, right, yeah, exactly. The Rambam Hilchos Mikvos Perkas Halachis Beis Paskins Kol HaYamim Mitar and Bezochim, and it could be only those interconnected Yamim. In Hilchos Mikvos Perkas Halachis Aleph, the Rambam wrote, Isha Eina Tavos Benoma, like a port, but you know, the port, because there's no private place there. Unless you put that partition down. Or you put a partition there.
That's just about serious.
Right. But the implication is that would be okay, because those are the types of oceans that are good. Okay? And if Shohar passed it that way too, so Reish Aleph Sifei, Kol HaYamim, Yesham Din Mayan Latar B'Sfila. Okay? However, he does make a distinction. What about a wave? You know, while the wave comes out, the wave shoots over, you can't jump in the middle, gallon, it's an itlash. Okay, the side issue. The Aruch HaShulchan, last point. Yeah, okay, but it could have mem saw. It's big enough, it could have mem saw. But it's not connected.
But it's burning. When something
well, yeah, I guess, okay. Anyway, there's a sugi like that. But anyway, the last thing I want to read is the Aruch HaShulchan.
It's the third category.
Yeah.
An estuary.
Yeah.
Which is really part of the ocean. The Hudson River.
Yeah, I know.
You look at it.
Yeah.
Right. It's really an extension of the ocean.
Right. Okay.
So that should have the same din as an ocean.
Maybe it would, yeah.
No, come on. There you can tell by watching it.
Yeah.
Sometimes it goes with the tides.
Yeah. Yeah, that's high tide.
6 hours later, it's going the other way.
Back in Sac River Hill, says high tide.
That's right.
Yeah.
First of all, look at the map.
High tide, low tide.
Look at the map. And second of all, you see it going upstream.
Yeah, yeah,
because it's tide. So you know that's part of the ocean, and you know it's good.
Well, the only other issue, though, with the ocean, again, the only other issue with the ocean, I want to say, practically speaking, sometimes it is the ocean. But for tefillah of a person, again, you got to be worried about the chatzitz issue with the sand. I'm just pointing that out. You walk in, your feet get... Walk out of the ocean, you've got lots of sand on your
leg. Private, okay. A person goes too fast.
That's a different issue, a private. Another, right, exactly.
Something that makes the person go too fast.
They're correct, that's what we said earlier. You won't be troubled properly. Okay? The last thing I mentioned was the last time I mentioned the Aruch HaShulchan, he says, the Aruch HaShulchan always defends the Minhag HaMakom, as you know, he says, the Siman Reish Aleph Sif Mem Beis, and we'll finish with this mamish, I'm sorry, I went over. Balzeh Somchos, Benos Yisrael Shebekfarim, Ob Mkoma She'en Mikra V'Tovos B'Kayetz B'Naharos, at least in the spring, in the summer they go in the rivers, in the winter it's too cold to go in the rivers, it's Europe. But he says, Om the Marash Shechem Koach, is strong enough to go with Lasei Sakor, okay, it's good. And you can listen to Chaldas and Makim Kusachem and Aramo. Okay. However, he mentions it has to be a type of river, but Lo Agamim Hamisyab Shos, not lakes or sources that dry up. Okay. Elin Ken Ha Agam Eino Holch Beschila, unless the river, the lake is completely enclosed. Okay. Rak Hamayim Nochem Amkoma Ha Kemikveh, then it's like a mikveh, like we said before. So he deals with both of those issues. Lamaisa, you have to be careful. I know sometimes in the camps up in the mountains, the camp has a lake or whatever it is, you have to check with our bond. They sometimes do allow it. Okay, either because they know there's a mine there or because they feel it's completely self-contained. Today you can look on Google Maps. You can on Google Earth, Google Earth, and you can see are there streams and so on. You have to look at Google Maps. Anyway, so much for the mikvos, 2 weeks of mikvah, just to give you some basics, and then it's our next one, we want something else. I go to Shabbos.